With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The war between Israel and Hamas continues, and other terrorist groups have gotten into it by attacking U.S. troops and international shipping. Former President Trump says such Iran proxies would never have tried that on his watch.
I would hit them so hard. I don't want to say where. I know exactly where. But I would, you know, it's very tough to say exactly what I'm going to do on your radio show and announce it to the world. It's so crazy when I guess they call that democracy, but it's a very crazy thing. But I would hit them so hard. They know where. They would have never done it with me.
Mr. Trump was a guest on the Hugh Hewitt Show on the Salem Radio Network. President Biden's approval ratings could be a big problem for his reelection bid. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
President Biden's approval ratings have been underwater all year. He began 2023 with an approval versus disapproval ratio of 43.5 to 52.1%, according to the Real Clear Politics average of polls. Currently, only 40.5% of those surveyed approve of the job he's doing as president, while 55.9% disapprove. That's a spread of a negative 15.4%.
Meantime, in a head-to-head rematch, Mr. Biden trails Mr. Trump by over 2 percentage points. President Biden has signed a new executive order aimed at targeting financial facilitators of the Russian defense industry. The order comes as the Kremlin is trying to restock the military's depleted arsenal after nearly 2 years of fighting in Ukraine. Russia has already lost over 13,000 pieces of gear. Tourist visits have been barred at Germany's landmark Cologne Cathedral, and Christmas Eve worshippers will be frisked before they get into midnight mass as police respond to indications of a potential attack, perhaps by a Muslim terror group. This is SRN News. The ACLU of Montana has filed a lawsuit challenging the state's definition of the word sex.
A new Montana law defines the word sex throughout state code as only male or female based on a person's biology at birth. The plaintiffs argued this week that the definition is too narrow. They said it denies legal recognition and protections to transgender, two-spirit, and intersex individuals. The sponsor of the legislation said the definition was needed to clarify from a legal standpoint that the words sex and gender are not interchangeable. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Wisconsin's top Republican wants to let voters decide whether to shorten the length of time in which pregnant women can legally seek abortions. Current state law allows abortions up until the 20th week of pregnancy. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss wants to shorten that period to somewhere between 12 and 15 weeks and wants to put it on a ballot. This is SRN News. A decaying Pillsbury mill in Illinois that once churned flour into opportunity is getting a new life.
Pillsbury Mills was a groundbreaking, history-making flour mill in central Illinois for most of the 20th century. But its continued disuse prompted a nonprofit group to create a five-year plan for raising the empty plant on Springfield's northeast side. The group called Moving Pillsbury Forward has $6 million in commitments. The group also has plans for obtaining the balance of the $10 million needed to raise the plant and redevelop that site.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Today is Sunday, December the 24th. It's Christmas Eve and the 358th day of 2023. There's just a week left in the old year. On this date in history, 1968, the Apollo 8 astronauts orbiting the moon read passages from the Old Testament book of Genesis on a Christmas Eve telecast. This is SRN News.